I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Evan Abrams joins us every single Friday here on the show. He's on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. He joins us now. Evan, what's going on, man?
What's going on, guys? I mean, listen, we got a great game last night, but that wasn't even the biggest story. The biggest gambling story was that Temple East Carolina game. You
yes.
saw that.
Wasn't that crazy?
That was literally, listen, you stay up on Thursday nights watching Temple East Carolina for that. So, that's what it is.
Let me ask you something, because this is what you do, because this is what it would do to me. I think John would be in with you. But a game like that, if I had put money on it, it ends like it did, I would lose it. I'd go crazy. I'd be pulling my hair out. Does that make you want to gamble more? Or does it make you want to gamble less if you watch a game like that?
Listen, if you're on the right
the right side of it, right?
I was going to say, if you're on the right side of last night, you're not looking forward to the weekend because, you know, they just gave you a nice little gift.
It's done.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, that's how that goes. But, I mean, it was, you know, absolutely wild. A friend of mine who doesn't really know much about betting goes, what do you mean he got into the end zone and they didn't give it to him?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's, you know. But, yeah, well, what a night.
No doubt. All right, speaking of last night, Russell Wilson continues to be absolutely brilliant this season. What kind of value can I get on Russell Wilson as most valuable player? I feel like there's got to be, like, some good value to be had there.
Mm. Not now. I mean, if you're going to make a play on Russell Wilson, it's not at his peak, right? I mean,
yeah.
The guy's got 12 passing touchdowns, no interceptions, 73% completion percentage. I mean, he's literally lighting the world on fire, and he's a one-man band for Seattle. I mean, there were so many opportunities last night and really a great spot for the Rams to come in there and win the game, and they probably should have off a terrible loss, but he's a magician. I mean, what he really does in that pocket and the fact that he doesn't get stacked and he's just does a good job at making that Seattle offensive line just look efficient, right? So, to me, that's the story right there. Is 17-2 straight up at home in primetime. He's the king.
Amazing.
He's the king.
That's amazing. I mean,
17.
Is there anybody that even comes close to that that's playing right now?
Sure. I mean, when you talk about raw numbers, but when I talk about betting, it's actually a great stat that we used on our account last night. Since 2003, he's the second most profitable quarterback at home in primetime. Number one, because of the line value, is actually Jay Cutler. Because he won it so many times as an underdog. But the fact that Seattle is a home favorite so many times in that position, and Wilson's 17-2, and he's that profitable, he's just the king in that spot.
Now, let me ask you this, because you said Jay Cutler, because he was an underdog so often, was the most profitable. But, like, how many people were actually profiting on that? You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine there were too many people betting on Jay Cutler as an underdog.
Listen,
maybe they caught on.
Every single time? Probably not. But his last game in primetime, he won as a 4-1 dog.
Yep.
So, I mean, it happened.
He was great in those games.
And that's
right.
Yeah, and that's why you get up there.
It's amazing. Going forward, listen, the Rams should have won that game last night. Zuerlein misses for him what really is a chip shot. But Jared Goff leads the league in interceptions. That offense does not look like it did last year for whatever reason. Maybe that's all because of Gurley not being as effective as he was. What's your trust level in the Rams in terms of betting the Rams, in terms of believing in the Rams going forward?
Sure. I mean, I was on the Rams last night at 1.5. I got lucky. They probably should have won the game. But let's look forward for a second. They're at home against San Francisco next week. Right now, it looks like the look-ahead line about 4.5. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have to see what happens on Monday Night Football. But to me, I want to bet on the Rams after these two losses. Everyone's going to over antidote this. They're really going to probably buy into it too much. Goff looked good in that game, but I'm not ready to probably lay the 4.5. To me, that's over too many key numbers. Mm-hmm. So kind of have to see how that settles out.
All right, Bills and Titans. We're trying to figure out who the heck the Titans are. You know, one week they look like they beat Cleveland. They're looking good. The next week they're losing to Indianapolis. They're playing the Bills. 3-1 team just suffered its first loss last week. Titans 3-point favorites at home. Should I lay the points? How are you feeling on Titans and Bills? Which side are you on?
Well, this is actually a scary little point here. So it's between, obviously, Allen's still in concussion protocol,
right,
and then you on the other side have to look at Barkley. To me, the play here either way is probably the under. The Bills are 4-0 to the under this year.
Okay.
Under McDermott, they're 22-15-1 to the under, 14-5 to the under on the road. They do a really, really good job here. And to me, it's the Marcus Mariota story. Coming off the really, really nice, well-performance win against Atlanta, he's 9-19-1 against the spread after a straight-up win, the third worst quarterback in the league in that spot. It's just literally, with Tennessee, and I've actually looked back at this, there's such a roller coaster.
Yes.
You beat Cleveland on the road up, then you lose in Indy, you come down. Your favorite on the road against Jacksonville, you lose, then you come back and beat Atlanta.
Atlanta, right.
To me, this is the absolute story with Mariota specifically. The Tennessee defense and the Buffalo defense, really, really stellar.
Yep.
But I just can't look to back Mariota consecutively.
I'm with you. I get it.
We are, of course, talking to Evan Abrams from the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Okay, let's move on to London. Things always get weird in the London game. Chase Daniel going to be starting at quarterback for Chicago. No Taylor Gabriel for Chicago, so they're going to be down offensively. They are favored by 4.5. My partner's a Bears fan. I'm a Raiders fan. What should we do here?
Yeah, it's actually up to 6 at some places. Oh, and listen, Chicago's getting 70% of the tickets. Everyone has written off Oakland in this spot. Chicago's defense is obviously stellar, and it's a Khalil Mack revenge game. So, you know, that's definitely one thing you want to have in mind there. Like you said, Chicago's injuries is really one of the few stories here. But the thing that I want to look at is the experience going to London. Chicago, I believe, hasn't done this since 2011 under Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
While Oakland's done it about 4 or 5 times in the last few years, they actually did the better job in terms of getting out there and having more time in terms of Chicago going on the short week. To me, the interesting bet here is probably the under.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears have yet to allow the team 16 points this season. They've held 17 or fewer in 15 to 21 games. The under, to me, is probably the call. Listen, but Chase Daniel is completely and utterly an upgrade to Mitch Trubisky.
Absolutely.
From the deep ball to pressure to what they've done in the past, it's just – it's literally an upgrade no matter where you look at it. So if you're going to make the play, I think it's the under because of – the time zone, the defense, I think there's a few elements leading towards that, but it's a tough one in London.
That is great stuff, Evan. I had no idea. My partner's sitting here nodding his head about the Raiders having been over there so much more frequently here recently, too, especially compared to the Bears. All right, big one, Packers and Cowboys. This one that everybody's got their eye on. I think a lot of Cowboy fans were a little bit let down by what they saw against New Orleans, and that New Orleans defense certainly came to play. They are 3.5-point favorites last time I looked. That over-under number is at 47. What do you see with Packers-Cowboys? What do you like?
Sure. So, I mean, you're coming off a Dallas game where they probably faced the first complete team they've seen all season.
Yep.
Saints are really, really putting it together. Bridgewater is, you know, formidable at best after that sack at midfield. But the thing you really have to look at in this game is the injuries to Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins. It is the absolute story of the game. Mm-hmm. Over this season, I believe I'm looking at it right now, 260 total passing plays. The two of them combined have allowed 8 pressures.
Wow.
Smith allowed 15 pressures and only 489 passing plays last year, fewest in the NFL. This is a massive, massive shift in what Dallas does on offense and their ability to get into the second level. Green Bay is not a good defense. But when you don't have both of those tackles in there, I think this is going to get a little stagnant as well. To me, the play here is the under. I just think you have to look at that, especially Devontae Adams' injury.
Right.
There's a lot of things on both sides here not leading towards offense. It's going to be a really, really tight game where both teams are going to want to win. It's a first to 24 thing, maybe.
Yep.
And then the Monday night game, certainly a very interesting one. The Browns appear to have righted the ship in some way, shape, or form. The 49ers, as we know, are undefeated. But, see, I think that 3-0 record is hollow. Like, they haven't played anybody. They play bad teams. And I'm still not convinced Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. The 49ers are favored by 4. What's your play here, Evan?
Listen, this is a tough one for me, and it's really, really on the dot because it is a home primetime game. Mm-hmm. But one stat that I think is interesting going into this, home teams in primetime off a bye are actually 2-10-1 against the spread the last 5 years, failing to cover by 7.5 points per game. This is everyone and their mother are going to most likely in the end to come on San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Right now, it looks like it's a little bit of Cleveland, and I'm interested in Cleveland. They played well last week, but I don't love the spot. I'm a week-to-week better.
Yeah.
So when I see Cleveland roll Baltimore, I'm not loving having to back them the next week, but I'm also not ready to lay the points with San Francisco at home and in an undefeated point of view. Mm. So I think this one, and just being honest, is a very, very tough, tough line.
Yeah. Hey, Evan, man, this is great stuff as always, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been fun.
Yep.
It's a pleasure.
Is Evan Abrams from the Action Network. That was brought to you by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game.